Hello, welcome back again with Meriksa Pratiwi Rohiana in 29 podcast and English section. Okay, today I would like to share and deliver about 14 things about life that we need to remind ourselves of every day, because every day we have to remind ourselves, is it really important? Why do I say that? Because we have control system in ourselves, so we have to use our control in ourselves. Okay, for example, I don't know about you, but I forget about 95% of the things I learned. No matter how much I read journal, newspaper, books, novel, and many more things that I have read and possess all the wisdom of life, maybe experiences that I have missed it, or maybe I forget about 95% and I keep on forgetting the things that make life better. So I have read 14 things about life our need to remind ourselves of every day in one of article from dariusfarooks.com. So I will discuss about this article, that this is really important for ourselves, and I really accept about this article because we need to do something for our life better. Okay, at least that is what we assume, but that is our own mind playing tricks on us. Even though it might seem like we forget, everything we read and practice has an impact on where we live. I have said before in the first time, maybe 95% we forget about something. We forget about our experience when we were a child, from we were a child until now. Maybe there are something missed that we don't want to remind again, recall again. So just miss it. Maybe we clean that from our life. So this is not too good, because our experiences or our past is really important to make it our life better. So this is about a control system in ourselves, because in control our system in ourself is really important to be active. Why? Because when our control system in ourself is active, so we can remind ourselves and we can love more ourselves before we love other people. Okay, and I have read about the rap. This is the actor or the scientist, maybe. The name is Ralph Waldo Emerson, illustrated this point really clearly. He said that he has forgotten the books and he has read, and so he has the dinners. He has eaten, but they both help to make him. So this means that when you put something in your brains and it influences your thoughts, and then the quality of your thoughts influences the outcome of your life, and then you protect the gates to your brain as much as you can. So when you use 100% your brain to think, your brain to do something, your brain to do the hard activity, so it's a really dangerous why that, because all of your system controlling your body really work hard to remind that. So this is not about the hard remind, but this is to make yourself be careful to talk, be careful to do, and then you have to be humble person, and you can be able to honor a lot of people outside or surrounding you. That's the important thing, when you can be able to remind yourself, and then your life will be better.
Okay, and you do that by not consuming junk information like the news or mindless entertainment. You also do that by not associating with toxic people. So it means that you just believe about the gossip and there is no fact, and then you always listen to about some people outside that talk about you because you always come into their life and then give the comments and then give the news that is it fact or not. Yeah, just you always gather with them and then you talk a lot, so that's really dangerous. So before you do that, please activate your control system yourself, and then you do something that really remind yourself to do the positive thing and then to love yourself. And you also nature your brain by reminding yourself of all the things that make life better. Okay, so to make your life better, the first thing is about let go of the past. I have said in the first time that the past is really important for you to make your control active in yourself. Only make a control in yourself active. Know it means that you have always to remember, to remind, and then to think about your past. No, but this is about the control system in yourself. Okay, for example, you are a new person and then every day is a new beginning. Today you have done it, so tomorrow is a new beginning for you to prepare. So how to face the new day? And then please forget about what you said and did yesterday. For example, today, so you have done, for example, you do something that make someone broken heart. So please, for tomorrow, start a positive and then start a new thing. Maybe to say sorry and then let it go for yourself. Not discuss it again to make a problem. And then what matter is that you have good intention and that you do your best to make today the best day of your life. Yes, this is really important that you have to let go of the past. Don't talk anymore about your past with your couple, for example. That couple means that with your wife or with your husband. Yes, you may talk about your past, but don't to talk deeply, because many people and then each people have a different sensitive to accept the thing from others. We have to honor it. That's about a self reminder. So you have to think it and you have to remind about it, what I have said before. And then the second is about do not rush things. We are always going somewhere and we rush the middle, but the funny thing is that the middle is our life. So next time, you are rushing your breakfast so you can go to work. Realize that you are throwing away the present. That's the key to mindfulness too. We are always trying to achieve something to get somewhere. In the process, we forget to experience the present moment. Ask yourself, what is the rush good for? Yeah. So you have to ask to yourself, what is the rush good for? For example, so today you join the competition, for example, sing competition, and then you have done good, you have done excellently according to you, but in the end of the announcement of the winner, so you do not get as a winner. You just participate. So what should you do? Don't rush it. Just greet a new beginning tomorrow, and then make it better. Maybe you can practice more, or maybe you can join more competition, and then you try, and then you find out a new experience. That's really important. And the third is about shape your own future. for us. I always say that you have to prepare and you have to face in this new era, in this new millennial era, in this era, in the modern era. So you have to face not only for today, not only for 1 hour later, but you have to think about a year later. You have to prepare about it maybe until 10 years later. So what have you prepared? It's maybe about your health, maybe about your economical system in your family, or maybe about your heart, or maybe about your study, or maybe about your job, or maybe the new thing that you have to prepare. That's really important, because you are not rushing things and living in the present. It doesn't mean you should forget about tomorrow. In fact, you think you should shape your future by making conscious decision. And who are you? What kind of life do you want? Shape your life through your decision. Adapt your life to who you are. So you have to adapt about who you are. So now, hi listeners, please ask to yourself who you are, and so what have you done? So what have you prepared for the next? You have to think it, you have to aware it, and because this is really important in your life, for the life better. Okay, and the fourth is about your life is good. You have to think that your life is good. For example, you cannot eat special food that your friends eat, or maybe you just live in a small house, not like your friends that live in a big house. So you have to remind yourself that your life is good. You have to be grateful. Be grateful is really important in your life. After you grateful, I believe that you will say that my life is good. It is easy to compare yourself to someone else and then who doing better than you, for example, like wealth or something activity or something achievement. No matter how successful you are, there is always someone who has more success. You have to think it. You have to think it. And then the same is true for intangible things. And then you cannot compare happiness, family, health, and lifestyle with anybody else. Of course, it's because we have the different environment, we have the different experiences, we have the different thing, we have the different animal. Because if all people have the same thing, so there is no color in our life. If there are so many differences, so we have, we can be able to aware ourselves, we can remind ourselves, and then we can see about something better, and then we can get this as an example in our life. So we can avoid the negative thing, and then we can get a positive thing for the example that has an example is really good. Yeah. So remember that your life is good, our life is good, my life is good. So you have to say that my life is good, and you have to think that your life is good, my life is good. You have to say that. Why? That because it is the only one you have. Because other people cannot make it, and then cannot get what you have now. And does that mean you should not improve it? Of course you have to improve. Okay, now you really want to be like your friends that live in the big house. You have to be grateful. But sometimes you have to make your friends as your motivation in your life. So you have to improve. Why? So that's make your life better. And then what makes you assume that? And then if something is good, you can still make it better. Yeah, of course. And the fifth is about exercise. Why exercise? You have to convince yourself that you do not need to work out every day. We all do it. I can probably skip today. No, my friend, you cannot. So I cannot I. Yeah, you have to exercise. And then you know why every day you skip a workout and you start getting uneasy. Your back starts hurting, your legs feel stiff, and you feel tired. Even a 30-minute brisk walk does the trick. No one is too busy for that. Yeah, of course you have to do exercise. Exercise, you can walk in every day in the morning. Why? Because exercise can make your immune to be a positive thing, and then your control system in yourself will be active, and then the control system after active, so the impact of yourself is you always think positive, and then you will think that your life is good, and then you will be grateful that God has given something better to you in your life, because your life is different from others and only you that have. And the sixth is about read books you enjoy. So you have to read a lot of something. It's not about books. It's maybe novels, maybe article, that's the motivation article. Or maybe, for example, nowadays, you always read the status from the Instagram, Facebook, WhatsApp, and many more. That's about read? Yes, of course. But if you read the positive thing a lot, for example, from novel and articles, so this is make... So this makes your brain improve, and then your life improve, and then your experience improve, and then your knowledge improve, and a lot of things will improve. If you only read a status from the Instagram story, WhatsApp story, Facebook story, or YouTube story, so what kinds of improve that you get? For example, just information about a gossip or about a fact, but is it good? But it's not about the knowledge. Yeah, because when you improve your knowledge, so the control system in yourself will be active, and then after exercise, and then you shape your own future, and then you do not rush things, and then you let go on the past. Yeah, that's the vitamin about read books that you enjoy. Sometimes read a book because it is supposed to be good. The hell with that. You only want to read books that grab your attention with every sentence. It's good. No problem. For example, you go to the bookstore and then you just read something book that is a quotation that make your motivation improve. That's good. It's not a problem. You never buy it, but you just read. It's good. And then you know how some books are hard to put down and some books are a drag to read, and it is very simple. Only read a former when a book is a drag, put it away. Yeah. And then the seven is about you cannot do everything on a single day. Remember, you cannot do everything on a single day. So it means that so you want to wake up, meditate, read, go to gym, work, have lunch with a friend, pick up a few things from the store, work on your hobby, and go to the movies. Sure, you can cram everything you want to do in one day. But why? Some days we do very little, and those days can already be stressful. But all of a sudden, we think we can do 10 things on one day instead of the regular 4 or 5. Make a decision, stick to it, and spread out your activities over the week. So that's you cannot do everything on a single day. Okay, next about the keep a journal. So keep a journal is really important for all of you here that you have a activity, or maybe when you have do not activity, or you just stay at home, that you, yeah, I believe that will. If you just stay at home, I believe that you have an activity. For example, you sweep and you sweep the floor, and then you mop the floor, and then you make a clean your house. So it means that you still make a journal. For example, what journal that you have is about like mind mapping, maybe, yeah, about the target in your life, because the target in your life is really the big motivation for your life. And then you have to write down, maybe when you are really lazy to write on your book, so you may write or type on your handphone or your notebook, or yeah, so many technologies then can provide your journal. And then so this is means that keep a journal is about putting your thoughts into a word, has many benefits. Of course, yes, when you have imagine something, you have a good mindset, and then you have something good for the future or maybe for the life better. So you have to put your thoughts into the words, yeah, into your book, in your notebook, in your headphone, in your, yeah, wherever you put it. And then I believe that that's many benefits. That's like a doa. Like this is just like a dream that will come true. And then it improves your logic, speech, and overall thinking skill. Yes, of course, when you want to present, when you want to talk in front of all people, a journal is really important. So in our life, so it's really important. And but it also helps you to calm down and think about what you are doing. Yes, of course, when you have a journal, and then you have not reached about your target, but you have make a journal and you save it. So I believe that you will calm down to reach your target or your dream. And then about why do I say that? Because when you have a target and then you reach and then you want to reach your target and you want to reach your dream, and then you have make a journal and make a mind mapping in your book, so means that I have to calm down, I have to grateful, and then I have to be patient about to reach our dream. So it's about reminds yourself. Because self-reminders is really important in our life, okay? And then the need is about everybody has problems. Yeah, you have to think that many people in our eyes, so they live happily, they live really rich, they live really, yeah, happier than us. But we have to believe that all people have a problem. And then we don't let us to know about other problem. That's the important thing. But when you know about other problems, so just keep it, just make your motivation in your life that you have to be grateful, underline, and then make about the word about a grateful, yeah. And the next time you expect something from a friend, family member, or co-worker, yeah, put yourself in their shoes. You are not the only person with problems or a difficult life. Yeah, that I said before about example. This is really easy to remind. And then we are all in the same boat here. Just knowing that makes us go easier on the people in our lives. Yes, of course, you have to say that my life is good. You have to be grateful. And then the 10 is about human time. Yeah, look, it's easy to say you don't have time to read, work out, buy a gift for a loved one, or whatever you should do. That is true for everyone. You and I both know that we all have the same 24 hours in a day. We cannot find or create more time. We can only make time for the things that are important to us. Yes, of course, you're always too busy, and then you cannot think about your environment. You don't care, and then you don't, yeah, pay attention about your surrounding. So you just say, oh sorry, I'm busy, I don't have time. Please make time. Don't do by the time, but make time. For example, make time in 7 o'clock. I have to do blah 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 blah. At 11, so I have to do blah blah blah. Okay, in 12, so I have to do blah blah blah. I have a free time, so I have a make time for doing something. That's the important thing. Not like, sorry, I'm busy, I cannot do anything. Oh, it's really not good in your life. Yeah. And then, lighten up. So what is lighten up? To remind ourselves, it's easy to take life too seriously, especially when you try hard to improve. But remember that we are all just trying to figure things out. No one has all the answers, even people who think they do. So lighten up. It's just life. Of course, yes, it's just life. So we will live permanently in the hereafter. Yeah. So just do everything good, better in your life now. And then the 12 is about standing still means you are moving backward and everything falls apart. So everything in life falls apart. That's because of entropy, the natural direction of life is downwards towards disorder, your body, relationship, house, business, job, nothing will stay stable. You need to work on these things. If you do not, they will fall apart by themselves. That's not a good or bad thing. It is a given. Yes, of course, you have to be grateful. And the third is about don't be a wimp. So don't take shit from people. Stand up for yourself, have an opinion, and take action. Not about comment. Because comment go to the negative things. But the opinion, you may give the negative side things or the negative opinion, but still the positive thing. So just give the opinion. For example, according to me, I'm so sorry. The first time you can say, according to me, in my point of me, for example, or yeah, many ways that you can express about your opinion. So don't be a wimp. And then the 14th is about smell the roses. So what should I say? Roses. So what is a roses means? It's like a flower? No, roses is like the name of friends. So I believe that all of you here have friends. Yeah, our natural state of mind is to be lost in thoughts. We drive ourselves crazy with excessive thinking. We waste our time and energy thinking about utter bullshit. You know why we think, worry, and stress so much? We cannot accept reality. Sometimes we can do that. But how to solve that problem? Please smell the roses. Decide once and for all that you accept whatever happens to you and that no matter what, you will stop and smell the roses. This is one of the cardinalist things in the world, but they are roses everywhere. I believe that you have friends. Even though you just only one friends, or maybe a friends that you really care, and then your friends, the only one friend that you have always cared to you, to smell the roses, smell your friend, that so make it the connection between you and your friend. You just have to open your eyes and to see them. Yeah. So how to sell, how to remind yourself into your day, every time. Yeah, the first is let go of the past. The second, after you have let your past, do not rush things, and then shape your own future. Your life is good. Say your life is good. Say my life is good. And exercise. Do exercising. Because exercising is really important to build your coping system, to make your thing positive. And then read books you enjoy. Not a lot of reads, no, but read books that you enjoy. When you do not enjoy with that book, please don't read. That's make you a problem in yourself. Yeah, maybe in your mind, of course. And then the 7 is you cannot do everything on a single day. So it means that make a decision, stick to it, and spread out your activity over the week. Yeah. And then keep a journal. Every day has problem. I mean, everybody has problems. So you have to think that everybody has problem, and then you have to think that your life's good and be grateful. And then please make time. Don't do everything by your time, but make time by your journal maybe. And then lighten up. Standing still means you are moving backwards. Everything falls apart. Don't be a wimp. And smell the roses means that smell the friends, or means that care your friends, make a connection with your friends. Okay, that's it for 10 about self reminders to make life your better. I hope this is really useful for greet your day by day. And then you don't forget to listen 29 podcasts. Okay, so thank you for today, and bye.